Fosler Raymond's announcement to protest against the child marriage bill has sparked widespread discussion online. Many users criticized the move, questioning why such a stance was being taken on an issue concerning child protection. The Jamiat Ulama-e-Islam Fazl, JUEF, Chief Maulana Fazlur Rahman on Saturday announced a nationwide protest against the government's proposed legislation aimed at restricting child marriages, arguing that the bill contradicts Islamic teachings and threatens Pakistan's religious identity. President Asif Ali Zardari on Friday signed into law the Child Marriage Restraint Bill 2025, setting the minimum legal age for marriage at 18 years in the Islamabad Capital Territory, ICT. The legislation criminalizes the solemnization of marriages where either party is underage and imposes penalties on marriage officiants conducting such ceremonies. Under the new law, violators face up to 1 year in prison and a fine of 100,000 rupees, while a man over 18 marrying an underage girl may face rigorous imprisonment of up to 3 years. Courts are also empowered to intervene and protect the identities of those reporting such cases. Despite the bill's clear intent to safeguard children from exploitation, it has faced fierce opposition from religious political parties and Council of Islamic Ideology, CII. Speaking at a press conference in Peshawar, Fazl claimed the proposed law is being influenced by foreign agendas. Pakistan's identity is Islam, and that identity is under threat, he said, warning that the bill undermines the country's core values. Fazlur Rahman accused the government of drafting the legislation based on demands from international bodies, like the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the United Nations, UN, rather than adhering to Islamic principles. The UN's stance is being used to pass laws against early-age marriages. The president is also refusing to sign the religious seminaries bill, he added. The JUEF leader criticized the proposed law as violating the Quran and Sunnah, asserting that such moves weaken democratic processes and inadvertently strengthen extremist narratives. Democracy is losing its case, and such actions are empowering the narratives of armed groups, Fazl warned.